Thank you, Miguel.
What you're listening to now are scenes of the game on January 25th, 2004. Benfica against Vitória de Guimarães, and Miklos Feher has just gone down late in the game, deep into second half stoppage time, with Benfica leading. And you can even tell just by listening to the commentators and listening to the crowd, the confusion, the worry, the lack of understanding of what's going on. Players on the field on their knees, crying. Feher is unresponsive. Everyone's crowded around him.
You see him chasing a ball, and the ball goes out to a throw-in. And he kind of stops the guy from making the throw-in and gets a yellow card. And he smiles back at the referee, backs up, and then he bends over and just falls back on his back. And immediately you can see how the players are getting in panic, in worry, and even the crowd noticed this. And the players are gathering around the Feher, and his players like Simão, Thiago, that a lot of people know about. Scary scenes.
Just imagine the confusion or what's going on through the players' heads at the time, and the fans as well. The fans who are farther away from the pitch, some of them may have seen Feher go down, some maybe not, but they just all of a sudden see this crowd of people gathering around one player, wondering what's going on.
It happened so fast and all of a sudden. And so much rain at this game too.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he was acting normally. He walked by the referee, the ref gave him a yellow card for slowing the game down. He understood, he had a little smile before he just, and the next second, he just, like you just said, bends over and goes down.
There was a Swedish player at this game, Jerry. His name is Anders Andersson.
Yes.
And he was the best friend of Miklos Feher that died at this game. I know that they shared room together at away games or camps, and even spend a lot of time together after the practices.
Yes.
And he was actually playing during this game. You can see him in this video. And we have reached out to Anders Andersson to talk to him about Miklos, talked about his friend, and talk about this moment.
Talk about this moment and what was going on through his head.
Hi, Anders.
Hiya.
I'm here with Kerry, my friend. Say hi.
Hey, how are you doing, Anders?
Hi, Kerry. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Anders, we really appreciate that you took your time to be on our show. I told Kerry earlier on that a couple of years ago you went to a game in Olaris and you watched Benfica Fenerbahce. My twin brother was there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, sure. I do remember that because we were cheering for Benfica, of course, and they were not.
I think it was like two penalties in that game, and both of you had discussions about it.
I actually don't remember that, but I mean, since I've played for 3 years for Benfica, it's very, very difficult to get that club out of your heart. Yeah. I never will, and it's an amazing club, so I will always stand up on Benfica.
That's right. Do you remember your first day at Benfica? How did that transfer go about?